Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Back to old school with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We're back one more segment. Jay Foreman, DP Austin, old school, live on the stream, going over everything college football. But we're back in the business of NFL right now. Hey, Aaron was on display last night. Jets looked a little rusty offensively. Or did the 49ers look that much better without Christian McCaffrey? Which was it? Was it more the Jets or was it more San Francisco? Now, San Francisco had the advantage at home. It's the first game. It's a long trip for New York on a Monday. Do you think it was more San Fran or was it more the Jets being rusty or just not good enough?
San Fran's still a talented team, but the Jets just looked very Nathaniel Hackett.
I was just about to say that.
I'm not going to put everything on him. Rodgers still has enough in the tank. He looked fine. Garrett Wilson's that dude. I like Breece Hall. Defenses. Good, got exposed quite a bit, though. I mean, San Francisco's a better team.
Yeah.
I thought the Jets would keep it closer, but I don't think Hackett's the answer for them.
Yeah, I was surprised that the Jets' defense didn't play better. They're a cohesive unit. They've been together for the most part. They got speed, talent, size, depth everywhere. They just didn't look good. I expected the Jets to start slow just because of the lack of, continuity, playing in the preseason. I didn't expect them to look that bad that early for that, I guess, that long. Because when you look at the Jets and who they have and the, they upgraded, potentially or their offensive line in the offseason, Aaron Rodgers looked just very average. He looked decent, somewhat efficient. He's 13-21, 167. I felt like with their talent on the outside, with Lazard, Wilson, I assume they would use Conklin more. They would be more effective, but they only, threw the ball, 18, 19 times. And so what that let me know is the defense didn't play well. When you have Jordan Mason that could tote that bad boy pretty much 30 times for, 150 yards and just bludgeon you to death, that means your defensive line is getting destroyed. I mean, when you think of, and I know C.J. Mosley got hurt pretty early, but you got Williams and his brother. You got probably, if you don't have the top third level or back end in the league, you're one of the top two or three. You got a true lockdown corner, another lockdown corner, really good safety play, and really good nickel play. So your first level, your defense, with the depth that you have, right, got exposed. And that's where I think they're in a little bit of trouble because you need to be really good defensively right away until your offense catches up. Because even though you had a Tyron Smith and everybody else is healthy right now, Hall is coming off injury. Your quarterback is coming off injury. The continuity, even though you're doing it in training camp, and even Aaron Rodgers said this has been the hardest training camp we've got Robert Salas said we've gotten over 100 extra reps or 300 more extra reps. That's fine. But you don't have the game reps. You don't have the game preparations. And I think Nathaniel Hackett is going to take some time to get used to being in this offense with the new Aaron Rodgers versus the one that he had in Green Bay. And yes, Garrett Wilson, I consider him a number one. He's not Devontae Adams in Green Bay. The experience, continuity, efficiency of Rodgers and Adams is Hall of Famous. They're not there yet. So the guaranteed of, okay, Nathaniel Hackett on third and one calls a, you know, all four go, Aaron Rodgers can just say, hey, do your thing. That's not there yet based on the play calling. I'm really, really surprised and I guess a little disappointed in the defense, and particularly the defensive line, the way they played, because, you know, Quincy Williams was pretty effective. Quinnen Williams didn't really do much. None of their top tacklers was on the defensive line. That means everybody was getting blocked and handled, and the secondary guys were the ones that was making plays.
Well, I mean, in the downhill game, that touch them, offensive line for the 49ers, they'll get hands on. They don't have to have a lot of pancakes. They get hands on.
And getting away.
And then you had the big silverback show up, and that threw a whole lot of things off because there were a lot of people that tried to get in the 49er club last night that met the old bouncer. The bouncer showed up again, and they had to figure out a way. Remember this. Elite Aaron Rodgers would have had problems against this Niners defense. With Green Bay top-level talent, he would have had a problem. He doesn't have it in with the Jets. He just doesn't. That's a Super Bowl, a defending NFC champion defense.
No matter how you feel about it,
they were there and were a play away from being the Super Bowl champions. So that's who the Niners are. We said the same thing about the Chiefs. That's who they are. Everybody else is playing catch up. Don't care how you feel about
it.
The Niners and Chiefs are the two teams that everybody's shooting for.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase.
Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Just aspire to and listen.
Yeah, no matter
the
what
the Niners did that without their best player or the second best player.
Yeah.
Or best player or whatever you want.
That's when you know you're in trouble.
Like that. Wait a minute. They pulled a dude from the bleachers and he gave you 28 and one plus.
Yeah. And 150. Right? I mean, but
so
my point is with the defense of Jermaine Johnson, who was a Pro Bowler, Javon Kinlaw, who was a big time free agent pickup from your 49ers, Quinnen Williams, who's pretty much right under. When Aaron Donald was playing, he's in that second tier. I mean, he is, if he continues to get better, he's up there, you know, right below it, like, you know, Aaron Donald and my man from Kansas City, how dominant they are. And then you got Michael Clemens, who is a good boundary run stuff and defensive end that gets you secondary pass rush. And then you got to think they bring Tack McKinley in. 4 or 5 sack guy. Will McDonald was a first round pick. Solomon Thomas, former first round pick. The depth is there. Leonard Taylor is coming off the bench, and C.J. Mosley and Quincy Williams. If you don't have a better combination of like fire and ice, what I mean by that is a guy C.J. Mosley who can do it. He's a 3-level player. He can blitz. He can run stuff. He can cover. And then you have Quincy Williams. That's the ultimate eraser. A 2 steps faster than C.J. Excellent in pass rush, excellent in coverage. So the second level in the middle of the field and the outside is covered. And then this defensive backfield, Sauce Gardner, the lockdown corner. Listen, if Sauce Gardner wasn't on that team, DJ Reed, number one lockdown corner. You're in a better position defensively than like the Detroit Lions. You're in a better position defensively than I would say from the cornerback position than the 49ers. I would also even say that you might be in a better position defensively than the Chiefs, even though the Chiefs and the 49ers have played better defense than you. So then now you got to look at Tony Allen, Tony Adams, Chuck Clark, and then you got Michael Carter II, who's probably one of the better, if not the best nickel guy. So the defense right there that let you down and gave up 32. Yes, the 49ers offense is humming. Now, this is where it gets even worse, DP. This is where your point is excellent. Christian McCaffrey didn't play. Brandon Ayuk, you could tell, is just getting – he's probably a week or two away of catching up. So the 2 of the 4 guys that I always talk about that makes this thing go aren't at 100. Well, one's out and one's 70%. And then also, George Kittle didn't even get busy on you. So essentially what they did –
and Trent just showed up.
Right. Trent just got off one of his yachts or something, and they just ran 9-on-7. That's essentially what they did, 9-on-7. Because even when Christian McCaffrey is rolling, he's at like 20 carries. Now, if they need him to go more, he's probably at 20 to 26 touches. But to have 28 carries, that's only when it's needed. That's not all the time. They said, you know what? Okay, Christian McCaffrey's not playing. Ayuk isn't really up to 100%. Yes, Debo got busy on the reverse there. All right, we're just going to line up and just smash you up. So we're going to take it personal. And the guy that we just got back, he probably ain't even wore pads.
And here's the other thing. All the conversation about all these quarterbacks, except for that dude last night, Brock Purdy.
The smiling assassin.
Right? That he, again, held it together and ran it efficiently, effectively, without McCaffrey, with a barely Trent Williams, barely Brandon Ayuk. Like, there's
first round pick got Kittle, shot. He's like
chilling.
Tupac.
Kittle chilling, and a single focus monolithic run game. That dude blew out a team of interest in the AFC on opening day. Y'all, listen, man. Y'all better start paying attention, Brock Purdy. Pay attention to that dude. Call up a game manager if you want to. That dude made plays last night. And that kind of leadership, pretty powerful stuff.
Yeah, you could tell the team really rallies around. They believe the team believes in them. I think the team believes in him more than John Lynch does.
Yep, I don't disagree
with that. I think they do. And that's unfortunate. Here's also, Austin, a sneaky little inside tip on Quinn Ewers. I thought about you. You want to know why he's going to be special at the next level? Yes. Arch Manning, too. don't know about Arch, but I can tell you about Quentin. You want to know why?
Please tell me.
Slew footed.
Hey, there it is. There it is.
I'm telling you. Hey, listen. The new evaluation of quarterbacks is if they're slew footed.
Write that book. The slew footed linebacker.
Yeah, if they're slew footed.
Change pro football.
If they're slew footed and they play quarterback.
They're going to change pro football.
They got that killer instinct.
Oh, man. Boy.
Terrific Tuesday is over, man.
Yeah, Tom.
And listen, and I'm not even hyped about Quinn Ewers because it's always horns down, but I got to give him some love. Go ahead, DP. What we got for 1-on-1?
Oh, man. No, 1-on-1 is no. This is, I think Bach is going. I think Bach is going. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, well I know one thing that ain't going on. That's Provo.
Yeah.
Provo is no vote for Jay Foreman.
Yeah.
Anyways, Jay Foreman, DP Austin, old school. We'll holler at you tomorrow.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.